Tonight is the eve of the feast of the Solemnity of Mary, Wednesday, December the 31st, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island. Very overcast, but there are lights coming from the direction over Our Lady statue. A brilliant white light, and over on the right side, just over the tree, there are hosts forming in the sky. Beautiful round Roman hosts. Now coming down high from the sky, Jesus is coming forward. He has on a beige gown with a rope-like cord about his waist, and over his shoulders there's a burgundy cape. It doesn't appear to be raining because the light is so brilliant, it's very, very warm. My child, we shall soon be joined by my mother. Understand, there are many missions given to our children without their full knowledge. This is a night of great penance for many. This is a night of great sorrow for many, my child. My mother has gone throughout your world begging for you to do penance and atonement so that you shall have a reprieve from the great chastisement that was to be in the future. I say, my children, was to be. As man falls deeper into sin and does not do penance for the abominations being committed on your earth and in my houses throughout your world, this leaves no recourse to the Eternal Father but to set upon your world a great trial. The minds of those who have fallen out of grace shall be captured and used by Satan, the adversary, and his agents. All manner of foul deeds, of cruelty, and of death shall come from their evil minds. Your city, my child, New York, shall go through a crucible of suffering. As many cities in your country and throughout the world. The eternal city of Rome must now take action by those in rule, the cardinals and the bishops, to restore this city to the light. Those who seek to build a church of man must be removed by the power of excommunication given to those who rule as representatives in my houses, churches upon your earth. as it was in the time of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be upon your earth. Man shall be permitted to fall fast into the abyss. Why? Because he has hardened his heart and closed his ears to the truth. He has given himself to all manners of pleasures of the flesh. Sin has become a way of life in your country and in the countries throughout your earth. The children of God, the candles upon earth, my child, shall suffer much persecution from the agents of darkness. Man runs amiss, my child. He scatters the sheep. He seeks peace where there is no peace. He is going farther into darkness. You shall not gather your flocks, my pastors, by compromising your faith. You shall not gather the flocks for the eternal Father in heaven by giving yourselves to the world, by adopting humanism and modernism as your guide. It is a simple lesson of faith that you must give to the children and to all in your care. As pastors, you shall stand before me, and shall you say to me that your teaching has been pure in my sight? Amen, I say to you, I shall cast you from me and send you into the abyss. As you sow, so shall you reap. You will remove woman from my church as leaders and rulers of what? What manner of foul actions do you promote? In the beginning, I gave to you through your prophets the establishment of my church upon earth. The rules were simple, but now have become changed and defiled to please the carnal nature of mankind. You must restore the holiness to my house. You must bend your knees in humility and penance. Now Jesus is pointing up, high up above his head, on his right side. The sky is becoming very clear, and Our Lady now is coming forward. There's a brilliant white light all about Our Lady, and she's holding her hands out in front of her very pleadingly. She looks so fragile and so beautiful, I can't express it in human words. Now Our Lady is going over and standing next to Jesus. Our Lady comes just a short bit below his shoulder. Our Lady has on a pure white gown and slippers, golden slippers, and on each slipper is a small golden rose, a rosette. About our lady, she has a white long cape over her head, held in place by a circlet of roses. They're beautiful roses. The color is a mixture of colors of the rainbows. I have never seen roses like this upon earth. They are so beautiful. They capture every color in the rainbow. Our Lady now is touching her lips with her hand, which means to listen carefully. My children, what more can I say to you at this time to further the message from heaven to my children? My warnings have fallen upon deafened ears. The little children who are pure of heart and simple in nature, they listen. But those who have accepted to rule my son's house, they close their ears, whether in fear of reprisal from their superiors or in absolute, my children, blindness of heart and spirit. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your pastors. Pray for your cardinals in the eternal city. And most of all, my children, you must pray for your Holy Father, Pope Paul. Without enough prayers, my children, your Holy Father shall be removed from you, and one shall be placed upon the seat of Peter, one who knows dark secrets. He will not be of your God, but an agent of hell. My children, you must be courageous in the days ahead and know that the Eternal Father will have the final count. He allows much to carry you in this crucible of suffering. My child, how may I explain to you the mysteries of heaven? You must accept the will of the Eternal Father without question. You ask, my child, why so much is permitted, so much evil? It is because, my child, there are many straying sheep. Were we to allow the full chastisement at this moment, too many of our children would be lost to us. The Eternal Father is straining and permitting the time to gather these sheep. When the chastisement comes upon mankind, my children, there will be a punishment never seen before in the history of your earth and shall never be seen again. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My child, Veronica, do not hesitate to give a full message to the world. My own will know me, my child. Know that those who do wrong do not want their sins to be exposed. It is not that you judge, but the warning must be given to mankind. Now Our Lady is taking from her waist her rosary, her beautiful white rosary with the golden Our Fathers. And she's taking now the crucifix and placing it out in front of her and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning over to the right, her right side, and looking down and making the sign of the cross with her crucifix. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is standing there and he's holding his hand out now. And like this, three fingers extended like this, his thumb and his two first fingers, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is floating over. He doesn't walk. He's carried on the wind over to our left side. Now Lady is following him. Now coming down from the right side is Michael. Oh, he's dressed in a very billowing white gown, and his hair is very glistening tonight. It's like a metallic gold. Oh, and he's so very huge, Michael. There's no human way to describe the size of Michael. He is tremendous. Now he is also going, he's right behind Our Lady, covering the whole right side of the sky. And Jesus now is looking down, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Jesus are floating up over the statue and standing there. And Michael is now pointing to the sky. And he says, and there's a tremendous dark cross forming in the sky. Now Michael is also touching his, I can't see his lips, but I know he has his hand in the direction of his lips. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Insanity from sin. Man shall see and receive the fruits of his development by Satan. Oh, my goodness. I see a city. The city is on the water. And I see a tremendous explosion. Oh, my goodness. All buildings coming down and toppling like they were just made of plaster. Oh, my God. Oh. Our Lady now is coming over. My child, in the course of your vigil, you shall receive two photographs. You will understand, for they will be very clear. This knowledge shall not be given out at this time. Already, my child, the punishments have started. Man shall proceed on a course of insanity, losing all regard for human life and charity. All because he has given himself to Satan and the pleasures of the flesh. Satan shall seek out your country wherever there is darkness of spirit. And in those places, my child, all manner of evil shall spring up. Evil such as never been seen upon your earth. Human beings infested by the devil, working all manners of evil against his brother and sister. Oh, my child, could I promise you all love and light? Shall I deceive you by opening a picture of peace and joy to you? I cannot lie and bring you what pleases your human nature. This has all been cast aside by mankind, who has placed science and technology above his God. My child, you will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer. Prayer, penance, and atonement shall be your rule now, my children. Do much penance and make much atonement for the sins of mankind. In this manner, we will gather those who are to be saved. Now, Our Lady is placing her hand out now, and there are rays coming from Our Lady's right fingers, the fingers of her right hand, and they're spreading like beautiful warm lights down here onto Our Lady's grounds here by her statue, and now they're going over our heads. They're beautiful streams of white light. I don't know the full knowledge of the power of this light, but it does give you a great strength, Our Lady said, in the days ahead. It is grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Oh. Oh,
Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. Mary,